Though the province has confirmed a bird die-off at Wasaga Beach, it has not provided details regarding the cause or just how many birds are dying. John Fisher, superintendent for Wasaga Beach and Craigleith Ontario Parks, said there is a fish and bird die-off in Wasaga Beach, but not Craigleith, and warned people not to handle dead or dying fish or birds. Park staff are aware of the problem and are working to dispose of dead fish and birds that are found within the park, stated Fisher in an email, directing further questions to the Ministry of Northern Development, Mines, Natural Resources and Forestry. The ministry provided the same warning, and noted pets should be kept on a leash at all times and away from dead or dying animals. When asked for information on the cause of the die-off or how many birds have died, a ministry spokesperson stated there was no further information available. Kathy Stockman of Shades of Hope Wildlife Refuge in Pefferlaw said she's frustrated with the limited information coming from the province, and would like to see more action to rescue the birds before they die. Stockman said she suspects the cause of the die-off is botulism poisoning, though she hasn't seen any testing to confirm it. Canadian Wildlife Services was supposed to be sending bodies to University of Guelph for testing, she said. The symptoms line up. Everything lines up with botulism. Botulism is a toxin that causes paralysis, first in the feet and then moving up the bird's body. It can cause them to drown. The bottom feeders seem to be getting it first, said Stockman. The fish die and the birds eat the fish. The die-off is affecting diving ducks and loons as well as gulls, which may be eating the dead ducks that wash ashore. According to Stockman, a similar die-off happened 10 years ago in the same area and left 6,000 waterfowl dead. Though the province nor park staff would confirm the numbers in the current die-off, Stockman said she's hearing accounts of 300 dead birds picked up in a single day. We don't know if this is the beginning, the middle, or the end, she said. Shades of Hope is trying to work with anglers to go into the water when it is calm and pull sick ducks out of it to bring them to the wildlife refuge, where they can try to flush the toxins out of the birds and give them supportive care in the hopes they will survive. She said rescue work should be done by the ministry and by Canadian Wildlife Services, but it's her opinion those organizations are not taking action to save the birds. Humans can become paralyzed by the botulism toxin, but it must be ingested. Stockman suggests people can pick up a sick bird, put it in a box and call the refuge. The Ministry of Northern Development, Mines, Natural Resources and Forestry, however, warns not to touch the birds. Instead, they suggest reporting dead or dying waterfowl to the Canadian Cooperative Wildlife Health Centre at 1-866-673-4781. To report fish die-offs, call the Ministry of Northern Development, Mines, Natural Resources and Forestry at 1-800-667-1940. You can reach Shades of Hope at 705-437-4654.